We're talking today with Jake Auers, a candidate for the Santa Rosa City Council. And Jake, let's begin by introducing yourself to listeners and telling us why you're in this race.
Well, I'm in the race because I think I can make a difference. I have a lot of experience with economic development. It's something that I think I can bring to Santa Rosa that it definitely needs. We need jobs and we need the economy to be a better producer of revenue. And that's what my expertise is. That's what I've done. I did that for 16 years in another city. I made that city function very well. But the one thing that I had there that is missing here is we had a unified city council. And that's definitely something that I want to try to bring to this election is some civility and the ability to get along with one another.
You've been portrayed, at least in the Press Democrat, as being part of a pro-business segment within the field. Do you feel that's an accurate characterization? Are you comfortable with that?
Yes, I think I'm comfortable with that because I think business is what cities are all about. If we didn't have business, we'd have no city, and we would have none of the services that we all want. We want our green parks, and we want to be safe as far as our police and fire and paramedics. And those things take money, and business develops money. It's a very easy equation for me to understand.
What sort of measures would you like to see Santa Rosa move toward to boost its revenue stream?
I'd love to see it improve its reputation. Right now, Santa Rosa has a reputation as not being a place that you want to go if you want to invest or if you want to do business.
Why is that?
Because of the division within the city council, it's because a business person or anybody can't count on a uniform process. People like to know that if they're going to do something, either high or low, the quality we want high, they'll make it high, but they don't want the goalposts changing as they go through the process. And that's one thing that happens now in Santa Rosa is that there's a constant change as you go through an approval process or even with your labor negotiations. You have an era of changing conditions, and we have to make up our mind which way we want to go and tell the planning officials and everybody else, you get one bite out of the apple. This is do it right and do it right the first time.
There's an implied schism in the council between the business folk on one side and the more green-oriented folks on the other side. Is that a false dichotomy, or does it really play out that way?
Well, I think there is a break in the council now, but I don't know that it necessarily follows that description. I think everybody who lives in Sonoma County is aware of the environment. None of us are anti-environment. There are just some people who have a stronger ethic as far as the environment goes that sometimes I think gets in the way of common sense.
We kind of got away from the question of what the city should do beyond maybe raising its public image. Are there particular legislative acts that you'd like to see the council initiate to improve the business climate?
When I was on the Redevelopment Agency board, we created the Gateways Redevelopment Agency. And I think that'll be the strongest tool that the city has in order to improve its image and to improve itself. Redevelopment is a very, very strong tool for cities to use. Basically, we need to get the Gateways Redevelopment Project rolling. We need to look at Mendocino Avenue, see how we can make that a more attractive place. We need to complete the Courthouse Square reunification. And we probably need to reconnect 4th Street with Railroad Square. That's something that I think I would just love to see. Break that barrier that's divided Santa Rosa for so long.
Jake Auers is a candidate for the Santa Rosa City Council. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.